But one day, in I think it was 1959, I believe it was 59, they finally ran the power line. There was some people had to get a right of way. I think y'all familiar, you know what I'm talking about. And they wouldn't let them come across their property. So finally, they got an easement, I guess is what you call it. And we finally got lights. And I can remember well, we would go to the barn. That we had a lantern, and you had to put some coal oil in it, and you had a little handle to it. And some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about, but you that old enough. And you carry it to the barn where you could see what you're doing. You come to the house, you have a lamp. You take and light it and sit on the table on the lampstand. So you could see in that room, and that's what. But here's where I'm getting to. It was just like almost we went to heaven. We finally got some electrolytes, you know, and they had the lights with a switch on the wall. It had a chain. Anybody familiar with that? You reach up and pull that chain. And that light would come on. Right? Boy, that was like going to heaven, because you had to, if you had to go to another, and they put light bulbs in every room. But in when we had that lamp, we sometimes had to go from one room to another because we didn't have maybe two or three. And you had to go into a dark room, you had to take that lamp in your hand and go to the other room. But you know, you hear what they're saying? Because this revelation light lamp now shines within you. Nothing will be hid from you. You got it inside of you. You don't have to pull a chain. You don't have to carry a lamp in your hand. The Spirit of God had made his home in you. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
He is the light that shines on the inside of you. To reveal to you all the things that is, that's why he is light, so Satan can't do what he did in the past. And when we see him coming, we need to stop him at the door. Say, no, you're not going to bring it in here. You did that the last time, but you're not going to do this. Because I took the blood and got rid of you, so here you come again. Uh-uh. You're not going to bring that offense in my life. You're not going to frustrate me. You're not going to mess over me with my finances, trying to stop me from prospering. You're not going to stop me in my worship. Y'all in the house?
Amen.
Why? Because you see what he's up to. You're not going to stop me from being faithful to read my Bible and pray. You're not going to stop me from being faithful to attend and assemble with the believers. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow you to have to make some natural thing more important that I trust in more than I do the Spirit.
Amen.
I'm not going to allow that. God said he's my healer. I don't care. I'm not going to allow pain. I'm not going to allow whatever that come from that world of darkness to speak louder and make me turn my eyes from the word and consider and start believing that pain and telling everybody about my pain. Because when I do that, you know what I've done? Every now, you know, I'm just hurting and you know this is, you know what I've done? I have just said, God, your word ain't true. You lying. This is what's true. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow a situation come up in my family and I start telling everybody how sorry they are and stuff like that. I'm not going to get offended with my wife and tell and not treat her right.
Amen.
Because love worketh no ill to his neighbor or to his wife or to her husband. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen.
So, why? Because this revelation lamp now shines within me. Nothing will be hidden from me. Nothing will be hidden from you. It will all be revealed. Every secret of the kingdom, I'm going to know all my rights and all of my privilege and all the authority that I have in the kingdom. Are y'all in the house tonight?
Amen.
Will be what? Unveiled and out in the open. Made known by what?
Revelation.
By revelation light. Made known, not, it's made known. I know what's right. Keep going. So pay careful attention to your heart. See, you remember what Proverbs 4 and 23 said? Anybody remember that? What's that? Keep your heart with what? All diligent, for out of it are the issues or forces of life. Pay careful attention to your hearts. Because see, this is where the light is in your heart. And when you start letting offenses, rejection, and these other things get in your heart, temptation from the devil, unbelief, strife, doubt, you put out the light. The light will go out. The other word, it's just like walking. We sitting here now, and somebody go and turn and flip the switch. You just turn the light off. And then darkness, you can't rule. You can't reign. You are unable to be successful in your walk in darkness. Anybody? I've tried this night hunting. I promise you, they did a different kind of hunting way back than my daddy. They did possum hunting and what's called coon hunting. That's for the birds now. I did a little of that. Them limbs slapping you in your face. Man, come on. Anyway, let's go on. Pay careful attention to your heart as you hear my teaching. See what you're saying? As you hear what I'm saying, pay close attention, because this is where the word is going and you're going to get results. If you don't allow the word to get in your heart, you won't ever know the truth enough to practice it. Just knowing about something won't do it. Just knowing about I should walk in love, when you get word, get inside of you, you will do it. Hello?
Amen.
Regardless of what somebody say, regardless of how they may have said something to you or something may have come up, you still will do what? Walk in love. You won't go and find your buddy and y'all talk about how sorry they are. If something going down, you know what you do? You pray for them. Father, open the eye. Amen. And he said, pay to my teaching, for to those who have opened their hearts, even what? More revelation will be given to them until it what? Overflow. And for those who do not listen with open hearts, what happened? What little light they imagine to have. Notice he said, what little light they imagine to have will, what happened? Will be taken away. It's gone. They thought they had light, but it's gone. Then you see them, they won't pray anymore. It's you know, what would y'all think of me Thank y'all for being faithful, but what would y'all think of me? Every Wednesday night, you wouldn't see me. Maybe once a month. But y'all would be satisfied with me being a pastor. Would y'all be, you know, and then I skip a month. Would y'all be satisfied? I don't think so.